I've been a working journalist for 20 years. We get hundreds and hundreds of press releases, media releases every day. And if you don't follow up, chances are we won't see your media release. If you are not prepared to follow up, that means ring a journalist. You have, in effect, wasted your time. So it's very, very important that you write your media release. You do need a media release when you're making contact with a journalist. Why? Because they're very time poor. Your media release has got the best bits of your story. It's all nicely summarized. It follows a formula. Journos are used to that formula. They can look at it, get their information very quickly and make a decision very, very quickly, and literally in about 5 seconds, whether or not they're interested in that story. And when you ring up on that phone, it's just like anything. You are trying to close that deal just like you would in a sale. Yes, it's done in a slightly different way. Yes, we have different language. Yes, we have different tools that are part of that process, but you still got to follow up just like you do in the business world, and you still got to close the sale.
You're listening to Season 2 of Not Another Business Show with your host, Tracy Sheen.
Stop what you're doing right now and answer this question. Have you listened to last week's episode on PR yet? If you answered no, then hit stop and go back to episode 13, because last week we covered all of the groundwork you need to know in order to get what we're talking about today. This week, we're covering off approaching the media. How to do it, how to write a media release, and what you need to know if you want to play in the mainstream media pool. Now, the show isn't going to be as long as some of the others, but it's crammed full of stuff that you're going to need to know if you want to gain media attention. Most importantly, you're probably going to want to listen to this one a couple of times over and refer to the lessons from the Masters article I release on LinkedIn each week to make sure you've taken the press release formula away with you. So, welcome. You're listening to Season 2, Episode 14 of Not Another Business Show. Hopefully after last week's show, you've been thinking about ways you can generate your own publicity and some of the stories that you can share with your audience. We ran out of time though to really go down the rabbit hole on what things look like if you decide that you'd like to generate some media coverage for you or your business. At the top of the show, we heard from our headline hunter, Tanya Target, sharing a snippet of information on what it's like to approach the media. Before we really kick into the nuts and bolts of how to approach the media, I wanted to get the real scoop on how difficult my guests actually believe it is to get media coverage. First to comment is Sharon Bolt from Get Free Publicity Today.
I think the key to getting exposure and getting good publicity is really your mindset. So I think it's helpful for the vast majority of people to start with local press, because it's a way that it builds your confidence up. When I first got media exposure, I went national. So, and it was easy for me to do because I was relevant. I had the tools they wanted. I knew how to promote myself, but I had that belief that I could do it. So I was already feeling confident, and I understand that's not how it is for most people. So I do recommend start locally. And to be honest, I just need to say anyone, and I really believe this, anyone can get a local press, because the local press are looking for local people to come up with local ideas and angles that they will happily provide entertainment for their readers with and feature you in their publications. So I think local papers is the easiest for people. Then it seems to be local radio. So anything local will be an absolute great way for people to start.
Tough. You have to have something really quirky, sexy, and interesting to engage, you know, one of the newspapers or one of the TV programs. But it can be done. And if you're new to business or you've been to business a couple of years, then it's all about being consistent, persistent and resistant, I think, because mindset plays a big part of it. So you need to really understand your story. You really need to get to know the media target that you want to be featured in. So if it's the Sunrise program or a major morning TV program, then you need to be watching it. You need to be analysing the types of stories that they're running and then craft one that will appeal to them. Because I think anybody can be on TV. It's just about making sure that you make that media outlet happy by going, here's the perfect angle for you, and I know your audience will love that. You've got to put yourself in the shoes of that journalist or that reporter or producer, so it's a no-brainer for them. But initially starting out, it's pretty tough. You've got to stick with it. You've got to go for your low-hanging fruit, as I say, get some really easy wins. Your local newspaper is absolute fertile ground for sharing local small business stories, and you get a feel for being interviewed and what the journalist wants, and that little ego boost when you see your picture in the paper and you share it on social media and you share it in LinkedIn and you share it on your website and you put the link on your email signature. But if you want big media, you've got to stick with it. And it's not for everybody. And that's where combining new media, podcasting, guest blogging, online publications, because let's face it, we don't know how much longer print media is going to be around. In Australia in particular, both the two big major media houses are slashing editorial jobs left, right and centre. If you can deliver a story to them that makes their life easier, then you've got more of a chance of getting it run.
While Sharon cracked a national radio program straight off the bat, I thought it was really solid advice to suggest building up your confidence with the local press first. When I asked the same question about breaking into the media, our publicity genie, Annette Densham, shared this. So it seems at least two of our guests suggest getting some runs on the board, so to speak, with whatever local media you can access. And both of them talked about going into the process with the right mindset. Seems as though if you decide to go after media for your own business, then you need to have a sense of humour and be prepared to be persistent. As Annette alluded to, with all the changes we're starting to see with print media, Sharon was also quick to point out that online news services are great options for gaining media exposure.
I think with the media nowadays, because of the internet, it has changed things dramatically, which is a good thing because it does now mean that people such as myself that live in the UK can speak to you in Australia. It also means that online publications can be picked up from all around the world. But in the essence of it, it's still going to be about providing a journalist or a reporter or a show host some really valuable content that they can share with their audience and either increase listeners or readers. That's what they're looking for. So it always has to be benefit driven. It always needs to be relevant. And the more relevant it can be to your target market, so knowing their pain points, what keeps them awake at night, what types of questions they ask you, it's going to be relevant to all around the globe.
Okay, so hopefully that paints the landscape for you before we hit the meaty info on compiling a media release. And see, here's the thing I've learned about media releases. Journos have their own way of doing things. They expect stories and information to come to them in a certain format, served to them on a plate, if you will. Now, if you can learn that formula and their way of doing things, have the attitude of persistence, and follow the tips that the guests shared last week, then you're setting yourself up for some decent media wins. Now, here's some more gold I learnt from Tanya when I did her media course last year. While it's great to be able to write your own story, the media don't actually want you to deliver it like that.
a big thing is a lot of people get really stressed because they're like, oh, I can't write a story. And that's really cool. We don't want you to write a story. I don't teach people to write stories. I teach people how to write media releases. That's what journalists want. And what you're doing with that media release is you are writing it based on the audience appeal, okay? So the journalist is the gatekeeper to the audience. So say you have a coffee business and you want to get a coffee story into a daily newspaper, immediately I would think, okay, do coffee drinkers read that newspaper? Absolutely. Coffee appeals to a massive amount of people. Therefore, you know that coffee could get mainstream media as well as other media. You could then take that one coffee story and talk about the growth in the coffee business in coffee shops, and you could retell that mainstream story about, you know, coffee lovers and caffeine and its effects on tummy fat and all that kind of thing. You could take that from a lifestyle newspaper supplement like Body and Soul, and you could retell it by focusing on the hard business stats for a business magazine. So it's all about understanding how to pull different aspects out of your story so that you can get it into lots of different publications. It teaches you to have that skill so that literally that one business that you have can get into multiple outlets, because it's not about 15 seconds of fame. Rarely does one appearance on TV or on radio get the phone ringing. We need you to be able to get into the media time and time again. And that means taking your story and elements of your story and elements of your business and going, how can I make this coffee story relevant to Dolly magazine? I don't know. How many teenagers are now drinking coffee? Do teenagers have coffee addictions? They're now trying to quit with NLP and hypnotherapy. I hear they are. So that could be a good story for Dolly magazine. You could retell a coffee story now for a health magazine by focusing on the health aspects of coffee to do with metabolism and metabolic disorders and all that kind of thing. And then you can retell and get that coffee story some publicity in a business magazine by focusing on productivity to do with having in-house coffee machines and businesses so that staff aren't always leaving the premises. They're not going outside for a cigarette and then they get distracted by the shops when they go to get a coffee and they come back to work late. You can talk about increased productivity by having in-house coffee machines, as well as even the increased profitability of the burgeoning coffee industry in Australia. It's pretty cool.
So the journalist you're approaching doesn't want you to write the whole story for them. That's their job. They're just looking for an angle or the hook that will allow them to create the story from there. Liz Campbell, our word stylist that we met back in episode 3 of this season, put it like this.
When it comes to your press releases, you're actually wanting to engage the journalist, and then the journalist engages your target market on your behalf. So if you're writing a press release, there's no way I would ever suggest you just take a blog from your website and send it to a journalist.
Note to self, no copying a fab article you've published on LinkedIn and sending it to a journalist hoping for traction. So let's talk about what journalists are looking for then.
Okay, so when it comes to a press release, you're wanting to engage the journalist, and then the journalist will engage your target market on your behalf. So you're wanting to speak to the actual journalist through your press release, and they have a certain way of doing that. It's called the inverted pyramid, and it uses the 5 W's and the H, which is who, what, when, where, why, and how. And you put all of your juicy, awesome information in the first paragraph, and then you elaborate on that in the paragraphs that lead down to your least important information. So you want to try and find an angle that's going to capture the journalist that also gets your message out there.
5 W's and an H. Anytime you're thinking of approaching a journo, take some time to pop down your who, where, when, why, and how around your story or angle, and that will help you get started with all the right information in the right spots. But let's look a little more on the actual press release formula. If you're someone who likes a good quality freebie, then you're going to love what Sharon has to share with you from her website, Get Free Publicity Today.
On my website, getfreepublicitytoday.com, I actually have a freebie for people where they can sign up, where I go into great detail of what to include step by step in a press release. But I do want to also give you some tips right now as to what to include. So as I say, there's a particular format. So at the top of the paper, top left of the release, that you write the word something like media contact information in capitals. Then you follow that directly by your contact information. Then to the top right, you put the words for immediate release. Or if, for example, it's something that's coming out on Valentine's Day, then you put for Valentine's Day. After that comes the attention-grabbing headline. Now, it's essential that the headline reflects the topic of the press release. It has to be relevant. Remember, everything has to be relevant. So, for example, if I was teaching how to write a press release, I could have a headline such as a crash course in how to structure the perfect press release. That could be my headline. Now, the body of the press release should be around about 350 to 500 words long, and it must be on one page. Now, immediately following the last paragraph, you include information on how the journalist can reach your company, the right contact person, along with the link to your company or business website. So, for example, I could put Bolt can be reached by phone at 0128 544 214 or via email at inquiries@getfreepublicitytoday.com. And then I'd put for more information, visit www.getfreepublicitytoday.com. Now, directly under that is what's called either the boilerplate or the about section. And that's just one or two sentences that explains about your company. And that just provides the journalist with a little background about your business, your mission statement and your goals. And then following that, it typically includes a set of hashtags. It's three hashtags together that's centered, which indicates the end of the press release. Now, that's the recognized format, but I do have more information on exactly how to do that on the free report on my website, getfreepublicitytoday.com.
Between Tanya sharing with me that journos are the kind of people that want the dessert before their mains, i.e. when you're pitching them, give them your best content right off the bat to draw them in, Elizabeth sharing the inverted pyramid of 5 W's and an H, and now Sharon sharing her press release template from her website and also running through what needs to be included, you have everything you need right now to go away and draft your first media release. Remember last week, the guests shared how you find the best journalists to pitch to and the best ways to connect with them. So take some time to listen back in to those last couple of episodes a few times before you hit submit with your first press release. Well, that brings us to the end of this very punchy episode. I'd love for you to share your media wins with me on the Not Another Business Show Facebook page. Or maybe you can tweet me the link to the first story when it goes live on your preferred media outlet. A big thanks to this week's guests, headline hunter Tanya Target, Sharon Bolt from Get Free Publicity Today, the publicity genie Annette Densham, and the word stylist Liz Campbell. As always though, the biggest thanks goes to you for listening in. If you've enjoyed the last couple of episodes on gaining publicity and media exposure for your business, then please do share them with your friends and network. If you really want to help us continue to reach more people, then drop the show a review on iTunes. It's super quick, super easy, and really does go a long way to helping new listeners find us. Until next week, I'm leaving you with a quote from the former CEO of Westpac, Gail Kelly. In this digital age, there is no place to hide behind public relations people. This digital age requires leaders to be visible and authentic and to be able to communicate the decisions they've made and why they've made them. To be able to acknowledge when they've made a mistake and to move forward, to engage in the debate.
Not Another Business Show is edited and produced by Corporate Podcast Productions. Let your story be heard.